Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Mike Piper coming to you from Washington, D.C., right here on RepublicBroadcasting.org, the Republic Broadcasting Network. I am supposed to have a guest here this evening, although he did warn me in an email that he could absolutely forget about it. But I guess he has joined us, I'm pleased to say. So I'm going to introduce him first before I bring him up. I don't want to make him blush, but our guest tonight, Tony Blizzard, beyond any question, is one of the smartest people I've ever known in my life. I've always said, ever since I got to know Tony when he came to work for Liberty Lobby back in about 1994, 95, 96, in that time frame, and he did work for Liberty Lobby and then for American Free Press till about 2002, I guess. I always said that if I ever had to be stuck on a desert island with anybody, it would be Tony Blizzard, because Tony is one of the most self-sufficient people I know. He is the classically self-educated person in just about every area you can think of, and he's one of the more well-rounded individuals I've ever met in this nationalist or patriotic movement, because not only does he have ideas and opinions, and he is one of the most opinionated people I know, one of the most bullheaded people I know, I might add, but he is also well-rounded in that he isn't exclusively devoted to just discussing politics. He has a broad-ranging background and understanding of all sorts of different areas, ranging from farming to natural foods to, oh, hell, I don't know. And he's also a traditional Catholic, among other things. He educated his three sons at home from their earliest days, and they've all turned out pretty good, and they've given him a raft of grandchildren. But the reason why I asked Tony to come on here tonight, although there's a lot of things we could discuss and we may well end up getting around to it, I wanted him to discuss his friendship with the late Paquita Deshishmaref. He knew her as Maddie. She is best known to many of you as the author of the book Waters Flowing Eastward under her pen name L. Fry. Now, of course, this book has been reprinted many, many times. The last printed edition that I know of was put out by the Barnes Review here in Washington, and it actually featured a brief introduction by Tony. And, of course, as many of you who are internet-ready folks know, Darrell Bradford Smith has contributed a great deal to the cause of truth by reprinting an edition of Waters Flowing Eastward on his website at IamTheWitness.com. But, folks, here tonight with us is Tony Blizzard, who actually was a close friend and collaborator with no less than L. Fry. Now, Tony, can you hear me?
Yeah, plain.
Well, welcome aboard, Tony. Well, we haven't actually talked in years. We've been emailing back and forth.
Yeah.
And I will warn our listeners, as you reminded me, you're a little bit hard of hearing. So if we get around to taking any phone calls, I would just advise them to talk clearly and slowly. Anyway, Tony, welcome aboard.
Yeah, well, thanks, but I can't live up to that introduction.
Oh, I think you will, Tony. I think you will. I always told you that. If I had to be on a desert island with anybody, it would be you. And just for the record, Tony, we are going to a break here in a minute. I just want to tell the audience that you were also the owner of one of the dearest, finest, most beautiful dogs I've ever known, a beautiful Belgian Shepherd named Brute. Just for the record, dear old Brute, our friend, long gone. All right, we are going to the break, and when we come back, we'll just let Tony rip and let him talk about Paquita Deshishmaref. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself, absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Perkylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Perkylite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Perkylite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Perkylite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305. Or hbextract.com.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Mike Piper here tonight with a very special guest, my old friend and former colleague from American Free Press and Liberty Lobby, Tony Blizzard. I asked him on here tonight to talk a little bit about the late Akita Deshishmaref, otherwise known as El Fry. And I should mention also, for the record here, that Ms. Deshishmaref also was a behind-the-scenes player in providing Henry Ford and his publishing staff with a lot of the material that Henry Ford used in the production of his famous series of books, the four-volume set known as The International Jew. So we have a real slice of Americana here tonight, or at least an indirect slice of Americana with Tony Blizzard. So, Tony, maybe you could just start off by telling us what you know about Maddie's background and how you got to know her and everything.
Okay. Well, the way I got to know her first was through a little organization called the California League of Christian Parents. And the way it ended up, it was the two of us.
Okay. You know?
But she, I don't know a whole lot of her past. She didn't like to talk about it too much. But I do know that she was out of a, she was a late child. You know, she's one of those that's either a genius or an idiot. And she was a genius. But her family was a San Francisco banking family. In fact, her uncle was the banker that used to be in all the American textbooks as the guy who got taken on a gold mine that was salted with a shotgun with gold dust in it.
Okay.
And that used to be in the textbooks. I doubt if it is anymore. But then she was educated in French convents and British private schools. And she never told me how she met her husband, but he was Tsarist military, and he was killed in the Bolshevik Revolution.
So this, we're talking going back to basically the turn of the 20th century then.
Well, when was it, 1917?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And he knew this was coming, and she told me that she thought this was going to be one of those wars where you pack a picnic and go up on top of the hill and watch the war down below until it's over. And he said, no way. He got her and their children out of the country with their fortune, which they had a fortune. And she beat the rest of the Tsarist people ended up with nothing. If they escaped with their lives, it was only their lives. As a matter of fact, she set up a halfway house in New York City. She bought a big mansion there, and she was taking care of these people that she knew and that she didn't know out of the Russian nobility who were coming over to the United States in steerage. You know, any way they could get here, they were arriving with nothing, and she was using this mansion as a halfway house, set them up so that they could start a new life in the United States.
I can tell you one thing, Tony, which I had meant to tell you in an email. I was just going through my files here the other day, and of course I've managed to misplace it since. But I found a document, a legal document, that was prepared by one of her children in the 1960s, describing a bit more of her family history. And I'm going to have to get you a copy of that. But this particular document is very, very interesting, because back in this time frame when Maddie's son prepared this document, the reason why he prepared the document is because at that time there was a gentleman who was claiming to be the son of the Tsar of Russia, the heir to the Russian throne. And they approached Maddie's son because they knew that he knew Alexei, the son of the Tsar. They played together as children in the royal palace in St. Petersburg. So this kind of illustrates how close Maddie and her husband and her family were to the Tsarist royal family. I mean, the fact that they would come to her son to say, is this the kid you grew up with? So obviously, we're talking a woman of real substance here who had some very real connections. And Tony, you've also pointed out she was a friend of Lady Queenborough, the British aristocrat.
Yes, Edith Starr Miller. Yes, as a matter of fact, they wrote the encyclopedia, really, Occult Theocracy. They wrote it together. It took them 10 years. There's 20 years of research in that document, in that book. And it's the greatest thing there was up until the 1930s. Someone should bring it up to date.
It's pretty much the at least up to that point, like you say, the last word on the history of Freemasonry and secret societies.
Them, yes, all of them that they were known at the time. Mm-hmm.
Now, what's interesting, you know, of course, about waters flowing eastward, you know, it's about the protocols of the learned elders of Zion, and her book actually explains the real history of it. I mean, they keep saying it's a fraud, that it's a Tsarist forgery, it's this and it's that. But she was the one who was able, through her connections, to document the history of the protocols and show that it really was a genuine document.
Because, the wife of the Paris Legate, I guess, of the Tsar, whatever the title was, she is the one who was sold those papers by the Jew whose name I can't remember, who was later murdered in Egypt. And she is the one, Maddie was a friend of her. So, you know, she knew this before it ever got into Russia.
Oh, so it was like before that time frame. Yeah, well, now she when she came then to the United States, as you described, around the time of the Russian Revolution, then she got politically active here in the United States.
Well, while she had that halfway house, she was already putting out a broadsheet. You see, she was ignorant of these things. That's something that, in my mind, I never asked her enough questions about, and I got thinking about it in later years, that she never told me just exactly when she acquired this knowledge on the conspiracy, because she was innocent of that when in most of her marriage in Russia. I don't know if it was the protocols that got her researching it or what.
Well, you know, actually, that's kind of interesting, because there was another great lady of that period, Elizabeth Dilling, whose son, Kirkpatrick Dilling, I knew, and he worked very closely with Liberty Lobby for many years. Elizabeth Dilling was kind of a wealthy socialite who was politically, I don't want to say politically ignorant, but apolitical. And it was after she went to the Soviet Union and traveled in Europe that she saw the effects of communism, and she became politically aware. So there are a lot of parallels between those two ladies. Do you know if they ever knew each other, Elizabeth Dilling?
They knew each other very well, and along with Lyle, what's her last name?
Lyril Van Hine.
Yeah, Women's Voice. All three of those people were I don't know what their friendship amounted to, but they were all in contact and knew one another. Well, Maddie used to sit on the stage and speak with the American First people. You know, Lindbergh and General DeVal, who was a great friend of hers. She used to speak of him a lot. She really loved him. But all the American First people that were trying to keep us out of World War II, well, she was intimate with all of those people.
Regarding Lyril Clark Van Hining that you mentioned there, Tony, she published that Woman's Voice out of Chicago, which I remember when you were still here in Washington. I had an assortment of old issues of that newsletter, and some of our older listeners may remember it. I recall that you actually physically printed a number of those issues for Lyril Clark Van Hining.
Dick, printing press in my bedroom. By that time, she was out of Phoenix. She wasn't in Chicago anymore.
Oh, I see. Okay. All right. I wasn't aware of that. If I had known that, I had forgotten that. But, yeah, a lot of our older listeners may remember her work, and copies of those newsletters, Women's Voice, are still in circulation. In fact, Eustace Mullins was writing for Lyril Clark Van Hining back in the 1950s, at a time when he was first suffering persecution from our Jewish friends. So what we have here, as I say, is a real slice of history where you have some real key people of that time frame. Mrs. Van Hining, Maddie, Shishmaref, who were we talking about earlier?
Mrs. Van Hining came out to California, and we all three got together on those issues. They were pretty much cut and paste.
That's interesting, yeah. Come a long way with computers, I guess.
Yeah, and I could not convince her to not use blue ink. She insisted on that blue ink. I said, it makes it difficult to read.
Well, you were dealing with some pretty tough ladies there. They weren't going to let even Tony Blizzard tell them what to do.
Well, no, that was the color she used, and she was going to keep it.
That's kind of interesting. Yeah. Well, Tony, now, as I recall, Maddie was actually going to leave you her entire personal library, and then I guess just what did happen there? She became very ill, or what was that?
Okay, well, here's what happened. She had my family, my kids, and my mother was helping me. She had us come to Laguna Beach, which was heaven, to live, because that's where she was living. She was living in what's supposed to have been a summer cottage, but that was her home, you know. And so we moved down there. This was for my memory's gone.
Well, I tell you what, Tony, you're going to have a couple minutes to refresh your memory, because we have our next break coming up here in about 1 second. So that'll give you a minute or so to refresh that failing memory, because I know how mine fails too. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back with Tony Blizzard.
Thank you. Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here, coming to you from Washington with my old colleague from American Free Press, former colleague from American Free Press, Tony Blizzard. And, of course, I always urge you to check out American Free Press, the website on the Internet at AmericanFreePress.net. You know, Tony, it occurred to me as we were on the break here that I was I basically had asked you a question about the asking you to try to remember some details, which I gathered were kind of vague to you. Basically, it was the fact that Maddie, Paquita Deshishmaref, wanted you to have her personal library, but as it worked out, it didn't happen. But be that as it may, there's something far more important to discuss, and something people are probably not aware, and that's the fact that when the Roosevelt administration trumped up sedition charges against 30 different Americans, Maddie was one of those people. She was charged with sedition by Franklin Roosevelt and a gang of communists and Jewish Bolsheviks that ran his administration. I wonder if you could talk a little bit about that.
Well, her recollections of it, she had a ball. They all did in court. And she had copies of the poem that was written, and I've got one of those somewhere buried. But it was such a farce that they couldn't help but enjoy it. I mean, they would constantly burst out laughing in court over the ridiculousness of the prosecutor And it was just, the judge could hardly contain himself. It was just such an un-American, unlawful, idiotic thing that they all, of course, the one man that had almost no money, he died during that. I can't remember his name.
I can tell you who it was, and it's interesting as to who it was. His name was Elmer Garner.
Yes.
And he was actually a cousin of then Vice President John Nance Garner. Poor old man. He was a very, very elderly man, and he was living in a room in a hallway. He was living in a hallway in a rooming house here on Capitol Hill because that's all he could afford to stay in while he was on trial basically for his life for all intents and purposes. But it's kind of interesting. They actually threw the charges out against Matty and a couple other people before the trial even continued.
I think they were scared to death of Matty. She had one thing that they don't know what to do with to this day. And she made it very clear in all of her writings and everything she had to say to anybody that as Jewish as this thing is, it's not all Jews. And she was not against all Jews and never was, always made it clear that she wasn't. And the ADL types just don't know how to handle that.
Well, they did, in fact, drop the charges against her.
Yeah, they
and then eventually that whole trial just ended in a mistrial. But it was one of the great, great travesties. In fact, I wrote an article about it for the Barnes Review, and then that article was republished in my book, The Judas Goats, if anybody's interested in reading about it. In fact, I have some quotes from you providing some of Matty's recollections of that trial, and it really was a very, very interesting trial.
I think the judge that dismissed it even used the word travesty.
Yes, yes, as a matter of fact, he did. You're right about that. Yeah, that poor judge died not long after the trial, and several of the defendants were known to have commented that they felt that he was so exhausted by the trial, and he was so upset that he'd been forced to play a part in that unlawful prosecution. Well, tell you what, Tony, we're already coming up here towards the half-hour break. And when we come back, we have a caller on the line, John from Florida. We'll bring John up. If there's anybody else who'd like to call in, you can call in at 800-313-9443. When we come back, Tony, I would like you to talk a little bit about some of your memories of the Randy Weaver affair. You were up in northern Idaho at the time that was going on, and you actually appeared on a pretty regular basis on Tom Valentine's show, Radio Free America, and gave updates. So a lot of people may remember your voice and your name from those days. Another one of our great show trials here. So as I say, we are going to the break. Tony, one thing I would like to ask just real quickly, you're settled in Arkansas now. What are the people of Arkansas saying about Mike Huckabee?
Well, where I live is, I was told when I first came here, this is not the Bible Belt, this is the buckle of the Bible Belt. So there are those who are adamantly for him and those who can't stand him. I'm one of the latter. He took away my right to enjoy a cigar after I got done eating in a restaurant.
that's one thing you and I used to do up here in Washington, Tony. We used to stink up the Liberty Lobby building with our cigars. And after hours about this time, we'd be puffing on cigars, and I might be swilling down some whiskey, and we'd be discussing the ways of the world and the way we'd like to rework the world. But be that as it may, we can't do much about the world right now because we have a break coming up. So stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Do you have a high electric bill? Do you use an electric company that just provides you expensive electricity? Not anymore. Visit www.energy-swap.com and take advantage of a new way to save on your monthly energy bill. Allow Energy Swap to switch your provider and receive the same reliable service and the best rewards program in the industry. Save up to 20% on your electric bill. Rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. No cost to switch. Flat rate plans. Reward program. What more could you ask for? A free gift. Try Energy Swap and receive a free getaway for two. Sign up today. 888-238-6397. That's 888-238-6397. Visit our website, www.energy-swap.com, and use the tool generator to calculate how much you can save on your monthly energy bill. 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Mike Piper here, coming to you on the Republic Broadcasting Network at republicbroadcasting.org. Now, I hope you have listened to the commercials that have been playing during this hour and all the other hours when you listen to RBN, because you'll frequently hear a commercial for Cardovite, and that's spelled K-A-R-D-O-V-I-T-E. It is an all-natural product that supports your cardiovascular system, helps control blood pressure and cholesterol levels. It delivers nutrients to your cells. Not a bad product to check out. On the internet, it's heartdrop.com, just like it sounds, heartdrop.com, or call 877-928-8822. That's 877-928-8822. We're here with Tony Blizzard, and we do have a caller, John from Florida. Tony, I'm going to go ahead and bring John up and see what he has to say. John, go ahead.
There's a lady my father knows named Alexandria Des Moines Shield. Now, her father knew Lee Harvey Oswald. He was found murdered the day after Kennedy was assassinated in Manalapan, Florida. I'm here in Palm Beach County, Florida. Warren Commission questioned her, but she swore that she was related to the Romanovs. Maybe I'm not pronouncing it right. That was related to the Tsar. I don't know if that's true or not.
Well, the Romanov family, that was the Tsar's family.
Yeah, but I would have no idea about that.
But anyway, her father was knew Lee Harvey Oswald, and he was one of the people that was executed. I guess there was three of them that were found dead. That after Kennedy got his demise.
There was actually quite a few more than that. Yeah, George DeMorenshield was suicided down there in Florida right after he was contacted by someone from the House Assassinations Committee. George DeMorenshield didn't come into public notice until about 1963 or 64 after the Kennedy assassination. Did Maddie know of him or know about him that you remember?
Well, we had a closet half full of stuff on the assassination, but no, I don't remember that name at all. No, our everything we had was centered around Dallas and D.C., the CIA, and that sort of thing.
Okay, well, John, did you have any other further questions or comments?
No, that always bothered me, and I saw that JFK2 that talked about the Kennedy thing, and they actually had a picture of him. He was one of the three that they showed in that video, and I remembered Alexandria, who my father still knows, but she always told my father that she was related to the Romanovs. So I didn't, and when I heard the show tonight, I called in.
Yeah, that could be. I had never heard that myself. I've done a lot of reading on George DeMorenshield, but there were a lot of people who fled Russia. In fact, I even have some cousins who are Russian. Their family came over here after the Bolshevik Revolution. So there were a lot of people coming into this country fleeing the revolution, and those two families, along with my own family members, were obviously among them. So
This lady was like 6'1". I mean, she was very tall, very, very attractive, but not that matters. But anyway, thank you for the I'll keep listening.
Yeah, now if Maddie was still alive and you could ask her directly, she may have been able to answer that. But she didn't talk too much about the Russian days with me.
All that JFK2 that talked about the Kennedy thing, and there she had a.
I think we lost John there. Okay, we have a couple other callers that have chimed in here with us. Let's go to Mike from New York. Mike, come on up.
Hello.
Yes, how are you, Mike?
Hey, how are you doing, gentlemen? I would like to ask your guest about the German banking system from 1933 to 1945.
33 to 45?
Yeah.
Yes. What about
because
it?
Because I know Mike told me yesterday you're not happy with Ron Paul about the... I know the Germans had a good system. They didn't back the currency by gold. The country asset can you explain?
It's my understanding that Hitler created his own money instead of using bank credit, instead of using the international bank credit. I haven't studied Germany much except for the 1922 inflation. That's forever blamed on. Paper money, but it wasn't the paper money, and it's blamed on Germany and on Hitler, or not Hitler, but it was for Hitler, I think. But it was done by the bankers, not to get. Oh, that's right. The libertarian types always use that as one of their arguments that government should not create the money. The government did not create that money. Private bankers created that money that caused that massive inflation in 1922-23 in Germany.
Yes, because I'm sorry, but Mike, yesterday you mentioned somebody.
Right. What he's talking about, Tony, I had mentioned that over the past few years, you have been very critical of Ron Paul's stance on money, and I thought maybe you might want to comment on that here tonight.
I could go all night on that.
Because I know the Germans in 1933, they didn't back the currency by gold because they have none of the gold or silver. But by a country asset and work, and human work, because there are a lot of people unemployed.
Wait, hold on just a minute. I'm having difficulty with your voice. Could you repeat, Mike, what he...
Well, he was basically repeating what he had said earlier about the fact that Hitler tried to get away from the gold system and have his own money system
I think
in
he did.
Germany.
I think he did, and I think that was one of his big sins.
Yep.
Well, as Ron Paul is concerned, Tony, why don't you take a couple minutes and just comment on that, because I've said time and again that there's a lot of people who are supporting Ron Paul, and I think he's a good man, but there are a lot of people who have reservations about some of his positions on money. So,
but
you're
going to say, Mike, one thing. On a website, I think M. Zundel website, you have all the system explained, the German system from 1933 to 1945. That's
okay,
a beautiful
that's
system.
Good. That's good to know.
That's why they want to kill the Germans.
Right.
What website?
Anybody who wants to know, go on the Ernst Zundel website.
Ernst Zundel's website.
Ernst Zundel.
Well, yeah, I think they call it Zundel site.
Okay.
Zundelsite.org.
Another site is...
And there's an article, but beautiful, beautiful one. You should read it.
All right. And also go to the American Monetary Institute, AMI website, Steve Zarlinga. I know politically he's pretty far out in the left, but he does know money.
What's the website?
American Monetary Institute. Well, you have to Google it. I don't remember the name of the site, but
uh-huh.
American Monetary Institute.
I've been studying this thing a lot about the monetary system, because everybody says we have to go on a gold standard and the silver, but
no.
Why do you want to go there? Because all the bankers... They keep the gold and silver. Where are you going to get the gold?
Well, let me say what as far as Ron Paul is concerned, I like him because I think he's an honest man. But when it comes to money, he's honestly wrong. He's following the Austrians, and they're wrong. Ben Franklin put the money the way it should be. In I've got two sentences here that when he was asked in England while the colonies were prosperous, while England was in starvation circumstances, and he says it's simple. In the colonies, we issue our own paper money. It's called colonial scrip. We issue it in proper proportion to make the goods pass easily from the producers to the consumers. That's the secret of money.
That's exactly the same like Lincoln.
Wait a minute, one more sentence. In this manner, creating ourselves our own paper money, we control its purchasing power, and we have no interest to pay to no one.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah.
There you go.
Okay.
That summarizes it all quite well.
Yes.
Thank you. You have a hard quarter, so thank you, Mike.
All right, Mike. Thanks for your call. I'm glad you brought that up, because that's something I wanted to talk with Tony about. Tony, even though you have these reservations about Ron Paul and the money question, you share my view, I think, that he's providing a real alternative to these other pieces of garbage that are putting themselves out here.
He seems to be an honest man. Now, there's one website that has shown some of his hand signals and handshakes that appear to be Masonic, but I don't know if it's just the way he holds his hand or what. But I'll reserve,
Yeah, I've never... I've never heard any indications that Ron Paul is a Mason.
I haven't either.
No, that's it's one of those things that there are a lot of people who are Masons who are not part of the, they're Masons because it's a political thing to do. But
let me say this, Mike, I'm not in love with everything that's in the United States Constitution, because it's a humanistic thing and it doesn't work. But it is our law. And if it's to be changed, it should be changed by the way it's set up for change. And Ron Paul wants to go by our law. And I have no problem with that. In fact, I have a problem with everybody else who won't go along with our law.
Yeah. Okay, well, we have another caller here, John from Tennessee. John, come on up with Tony Blizzard.
Hello, Michael. Thank you for taking the call. Before I get to my point for calling, I'd like to offer a book for both of you. It's called The Character Claims and Practical Workings of Freemasonry by Charles Finney. I don't know if you've read it, but it's over 100 years old. It's a very good book. The reason I called, let's go back to the Kennedy assassination for a moment, and I'd like to ask your guest if he is familiar. I have a friend that was actually in the military and special forces, and he said he was at Dealey Plaza when Kennedy was assassinated, and that they did find some empty shell casings. One in particular was on the grassy knoll, and it was marked by a mafia hitman, and his calling card was that he would bite the end of the cartridge and put it in a place where it was easily found. Are you familiar with this? And is,
no,
that there could be any truth to it?
Off the top of my head, I would say that the CIA would know that and be happy to do it to make it look like the mafia did it.
That particular story that John's talking about, if I recall correctly, that gentleman who told that story actually said that he was working for the CIA. He was a mafia hitman hired to do the job by the CIA. And I don't remember all the details of his story, but I do recall reading about it. And at the time, I haven't seen anybody disprove what this man has said.
Mm-hmm.
If somebody can disprove it, I'd like them to come forward. But until someone disproves it, we just have to.
Let me give a little validity to it, Michael. This man is the right age. This man is a very dear friend of mine that I would literally put my life in his hands if the need arose. I have complete and utter trust in this man. He's never lied, never given me any reason to believe that he's anything other than straight 100%. So to me, I believe it. I really do.
You have to, on these sorts of things, you have to understand that people can be made to believe themselves things. Well, I'm talking about mind control. For instance, I know many people who saw those gas chambers in Germany when they were in the army, and they'll swear by them until they die, and it's all a lie. It didn't happen. The chambers that were there were built afterwards. They wouldn't have held gas for 5 seconds. It's ridiculous, but they'll believe it until their dying day because it was put forward to them that way. That's just right off the top of my head an example, but there's all kinds of things. You have to examine these things. You can't just take somebody's word for them, and he may be right, but it really it doesn't matter that much anymore.
This is what I've always said, John, about the Kennedy assassination, that you know, there's so many stories out there of people making various claims about having been in Dealey Plaza, and a lot of the people that may have been there, they didn't know why they were sent there. They weren't actually involved in the assassination per se. So it's very possible that your friend, and I don't have any doubts that your friend would lie to you, but this other gentleman then who's told this story, you know, it may well be true. It's just one of these things we're never really going to know the answer to.
Mike, let me say, whoever pulled the triggers, it doesn't matter that much anymore, but I will, to back this man up, one of the items we had in that closet half full of stuff on the assassination was a special edition of Life magazine, or it was like Life magazine, and on the cover of that magazine was a picture of that Lincoln Continental convertible with a bullet hole in the right bottom windshield, and that windshield was replaced before the day was over.
Right, and there were other stories. I'm in Tennessee now, but I grew up in Michigan, and there were some stories that card was the entire car was out of Dallas by the end of the day and on its way up north. And I've seen the car at the Henry Ford Museum. I can assure you that the car has been rebuilt. Now, what was involved in it, I have no idea, but there's a whole lot behind the disappearance of the automobile also.
Yeah, who the actual shooters were at this point isn't really that important anymore. You know,
of course, that was the point really that I made in Final Judgment, that, you know, how the assassination was actually carried off is largely irrelevant. What's relevant is who made it happen.
Yes.
Yeah. That's in fact, as I recall, Tony, you happened to discover while you were in Washington one of Maddie's old newsletters in which she made some reference to the possibility that there was some Zionist involvement in the assassination. I have that around somewhere, a copy of that thing that you discovered while you were at Liberty Lobby. So there were a lot of people talking about the very things that I ended up talking about in Final Judgment, and I always figured that because Maddie had made some reference in that regard, that kind of confirmed it in my own mind, but that someone of her intelligence and her perception was able to divine that at a time when people were not even really thinking in that direction. So, all right, well, John, I thank you for your call. Appreciate you chiming in tonight. All right, we're going to a break. Tony, we have about 5 minutes or less when we come back, so we'll wrap it all up. Ladies and gentlemen, Michael Collins Piper here with Tony Blizzard. Stay tuned. Listen to that commercial that's coming up, folks.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here with Tony Blizzard. You know, Tony, when you started working for Liberty Lobby about 5-6 years before 9-1-1, and since 9-1-1, American patriots have been very concerned about something that is correctly called the police state. And this is something that you were writing and talking about for a long, long time and a lot of people weren't listening. But now they're starting to understand, and I wonder if in these last few minutes, which there are only a few, if you could just comment on that.
First of all, I remember telling you that every issue you had to have a headline in there that referred to the police state.
Absolutely. That's right. I remember that well.
And well, we've had a police state for a long time. Constitutionally, every state constitution, to my knowledge, used to, I don't know about these new constitutions, but they used to refer to American police as peace officers. And that's what American police are supposed to be, peace officers, not law enforcement. Law enforcement is a police state term. And that's all you hear anymore. And if you call a cop a public servant, you're going to find yourself tasered and in jail.
I laugh, but that's all too true.
Yeah, these guys are out of control, and they want them out of control. The powers that be want them out of control. And even small-town cops, what they try to hire in too many places are ex-military police. Now, these guys nowadays, they wear military uniforms. They talk about us against them. They call us citizens or subjects. They think of themselves as an elite. That's a military mindset. That's not the cop on the beat. That's taking care of the peace in the community. They've separated the police from the people.
Well, another thing you wrote about too, Tony, is the fact that our American prison system is really becoming a classic concentration camp system where private corporations are now running the prisons, and they try to keep people in the system as long as they can to keep them a part of that system.
The United States has more prisoners than any other country in the world, and too many of them, the great majority of them, are in there for having maybe an ounce of marijuana or something, and these are just pretty much normal citizens. But they're the ones who will do the work. A real criminal will tell them to shove their work, you know.
Well, it's all part of that mindset, that police state mindset that they've been trying to impose upon us. And now they've got their Patriot Act, and they get people scared, and they think that Americans now think that they have to go along to get along. Otherwise, they're going to end up in this police state system.
Yeah, now they're turning gas meter readers and postmen and everybody else into cops, spies. And by the way, before this is over, this is too much fun. We're going to have to do this again. But one time years ago now, when I lived in Idaho, I had a part-time job taking pictures of empty houses and stepping off measurements for an insurance company in Seattle, Washington. And right after the kids had been propagandized in school for their spy activities, I was doing this to a house on the main street in this little town. And these kids had the cops came to my house. What was I doing on a public sidewalk?
Welcome to the New World Order, Tony.
Yeah.
Listen, we got to run now. I hear that music playing, but thanks for coming aboard, Tony. It was fun, and we will do it again soon.
Okay, appreciate it.
All right, you take care of yourself. Good talking to you again. All right, see you later, Tony. All right, ladies and gentlemen, you got a good dose of Tony Blizzard, a blizzard of truth here tonight. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did. I haven't actually talked to Tony in a long, long time, and we used to spend hours talking about the world. So we had one more hour here tonight. Thanks for listening in, folks. God willing, we will be here with you tomorrow night. Have a good evening. With